Welcome to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast for millennial women ready to step into their power, break through self-doubt, and become the best version of themselves. I'm Morgan Bruner, your personal growth bestie and self-improvement coach, here to help you shift your mindset, boost your confidence, and create a life that truly lights you up. If you're tired of playing small and you're ready to finally embody your most authentic, thriving self, then girl, you're in the right place. Let's get real, have those deep, soul-fueling conversations, and most importantly, glow up from the inside out. Grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in, my girl. Hey, love. Welcome back to the Glow Up Guide Collective, the podcast that helps you break free from self-doubt, shift your mindset, and create a life that feels true to you. All right, let's be real. Have you ever felt like you don't even know who you really are anymore? Maybe you spent so much time being what everyone else needed you to be that you've lost your own voice in the process? I know that feeling all too well because I used to be the ultimate people pleaser. I would say yes when I wanted to say no. I would change my personality depending on who I was around. And worst of all, I had no idea what I actually wanted out of my life. But here's the truth. You are not here to live for other people. You are here to be you. So today we're diving into why we struggle with people pleasing, how to stop living for external validation, and how to build a strong, unshakable self-identity. So grab your journal, get cozy, and let's dive into this. Why we struggle with people pleasing and a weak self-identity. Let's start with why this happens, because trust me, it's not just you. The need for approval and fear of rejection. We're wired to want acceptance, but when approval from others becomes more important than self-approval, we lose ourselves. How childhood and past experiences shape our identity? Maybe you grew up always trying to be the good girl or the peacemaker in your family, and that habit followed you into your adulthood. Seeking external validation instead of internal confidence. If you always need someone else's reassurance to feel worthy, you'll never feel truly secure in yourself and who you are. Saying yes to everyone else means saying no to yourself. Think about that one. Every time you prioritize others' expectations over your own desires, you move further away from your true self. So here's how you know if this is something you need to work on. One, you constantly change yourself to fit in or be liked. Two, you avoid conflict or saying no even when you need to. Three, you don't know what you truly want. You only know what others expect from you. Four, you feel drained from always prioritizing others' needs over your own. If any of these hit home, don't worry. This episode is here to help you break free from that cycle. Now let's get into how to stop living for others and start embracing your true self. Hey, love, real quick. If you're like me and obsessed with personal growth, but don't always have the time to sit and read, Audible is about to change your life. I've been listening to mindset books during my mornings and my drives, and honestly, it's been a whole self-care ritual lately. And right now, you can try Audible free for 30 days and even get your first book completely free. Just use my special link I left for you in the show notes. Seriously, girlfriend, treat yourself because your glow up deserves this. Step one, get clear on who you are without external influence. Take time to yourself to explore your likes, passions, and values without worrying about what's acceptable or expected from you. Dig deep into yourself and just see what it is you like to do or enjoy or sets your soul on fire. Step two, set boundaries and stop seeking validation. I know this one's a hard one because it is really hard for me. You don't need permission to live life on your own terms. Boundaries help you protect your time, energy, and identity. Although they're really hard to set sometimes, they are so worth it and so needed. Step three, practice saying no without over-explaining. Now, girl, this one gets me because I still am struggling with this one and working through it I'm terrible at over-explaining. So no is a complete sentence. No. Start small. Decline plans you don't want to go to. Stop over-apologizing and recognize that your needs matter as well. Step 4. Make decisions based on your desires, not others' approval. Before making a choice, ask yourself, is this what I want, or am I just trying to please someone else? See if it's truly aligned with your values and what you desire out of your life. Step 5. Embrace being unapologetically you. Wear what you want, speak your truth, show up as your authentic, true self, because that's the version of you the world actually needs. I remember a time when I didn't even know who I was anymore. I was living for everyone except myself. I realized that I was doing everything for other people, thinking if I did this or that, that it would make the people in my life happier and maybe they would love me more. I quickly realized that because of doing this, it was making me unhappy because I was neglecting myself more and more. And you know what? Those people in my life were still not happy and would want more and more out of me. I felt drained and then realized, let them. I had to stop trying to control others or do for them, hoping it would make me worthy in their eyes and make them happy. Truth is, their happiness isn't dependent on me, and I shouldn't put that burden on myself. Once I stopped trying to be everything to everyone and started focusing on who I truly am, everything changed. I felt lighter, freer, more me than I had in years. I started shifting things and truly living for me and myself, things I loved to do, things that made me happy. I noticed by doing that, yes, some people were going to be mad or leave my life, but the right people, those people were going to stay and love me even more and respect me for doing me. And I promise you, when you stop trying to fit in, that's when you actually start standing out as the beautiful, true, authentic you. And baby girl, the world needs that version of you. She is beautiful. All right, my love, that's it for today's episode. If this resonated with you, of course I want to hear about it. Screenshot this episode, tag me on Instagram at glowupguidecollective, and tell me, what's one way that you're embracing your true self today? And if you haven't already, hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, remember, the world needs the real you, not a version of you that's made to please others. I love this conversation, and I hope it left you feeling inspired, empowered, and ready to take action. Remember, your glow up is already happening. One step, one mindset shift, one bold move at a time. If this episode spoke to you, let's keep the conversation going. Screenshot this episode, tag me on at the Glow Up Guide Collective, and tell me your biggest takeaway. I would love to hear from you. And if you haven't already, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep growing, keep glowing, and keep becoming the best version of you, my girl.